Welcome to Coffee to Go, where we center ourselves in the scriptures, seasons, and holy days of the Christian tradition. I'm Karen Peter, here with Blake Smith, and we welcome you on the journey. So today is Holy Saturday. It is the fourth Coffee to Go of Holy Week, and Holy Saturday is the vigil, or the intentional time of waiting that comes between the death of Jesus on Good Friday and the resurrection of Jesus on Easter morning. Holy Saturday is a time to be reflective, to still oneself or center oneself, to block out the surrounding noise and busyness of life, and to consider the way of Jesus and the cost of following Jesus.
Following the death of Jesus, we are watching those who take the body of Jesus down from the cross and carrying him to a tomb. There they begin burial preparations. The passage today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 27th chapter, and it's the 57th through the 66th verse. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was himself a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember what that impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone.
So may we sit with this scripture and this blessing as we await the light of Easter morning. This is called The Blessing of the Longest Night by Jen Richardson out of the text, The Cure for Sorrow. All throughout these months, as the shadows have lengthened, this blessing has been gathering itself, making ready, preparing for this night. It has practiced walking in the dark, traveling with its eyes closed, feeling its way by memory, by touch, by the pull of the moon, even as it wanes. So believe me when I tell you this blessing will reach you even if you have not light enough to read it. It will find you even though you cannot see it coming. You will know the moment of its arriving by your release of the breath you have held so long, a loosening of the clenching in your hands or the clutch around your heart, a thinning of the darkness that had drawn itself around you. This blessing does not mean to take the night away, but it knows its hidden roads, knows the resting spots along the path, knows what it means to travel in the company of a friend. So when this blessing comes, take its hand, get up, set out on the road you cannot see. This is the night when you can trust that any direction you go, you will be walking toward the dawn.
Well, blessings to you, our listeners, on this Holy Saturday. And as we all, in the places where we are, wait together in the darkness for the light that comes tomorrow, we wish you blessings. And we invite you to join us again tomorrow for Easter and the light that comes with the resurrection of Christ. And as always, join us every time at Coffee to Go for the next part of our journey through the liturgical seasons and holy days of the Christian tradition.